China today gave Tibetan independence protesters an ultimatum to surrender after riots in Lhasa that killed at least 10 people and the worst unrest in the region in two decades. Irene Lagan reports.
Peaceful protests by Buddhist monks in Tibet have turned violent in recent days, with shops and vehicles set on fire and gunshots fired in the streets of the region's capital, Lhasa. Chinese official Xinhua News Agency reported Saturday that 10 people had been killed during protests this week, but Tibet's main opposition group said that 100 Tibetan demonstrators have been killed and many more injured. On Friday afternoon, Chinese authorities began a lockdown in the city and banned all foreign reporters. Karma Lekshi is the director of the Tibetan Center for Conflict Resolution in Dharamsala, India. He said he fears the number of people killed in the violence is much greater and that all channels of communication, including phones, are blocked.
Hundred people were killed, but then I think much more than that. Already blocked all the channels, the information channels.
Lekshi said the Tibetans have tried to negotiate with the Chinese authorities, but fears the crackdown may spark more demonstrations.
The Tibetan people, they try to accommodate Chinese as much as possible. If the Chinese do not stop these things, then the danger of the violence.
Meanwhile, Olympic organizers said the unrest in Tibet will not negatively impact the Beijing Olympic Games or torch relay. China plans for the Olympic torch to be carried to the top of Mount Everest and has closed off its side of the mountain to climbers in a bid to prevent activists from disrupting the relay. I'm Irene Lagan.
Meanwhile, China's parliament re-elected Hu Jintao as president today and gave next-generation leader Xi Jinping a five-year mandate as vice president. Hu, who is also head of the Communist Party, was also re-elected chairman of the State Central Military Commission.